I really feel what it is. It's a very relaxed thing, so people don't feel like, oh, I have to be really good to be able to stand up in front of the room. It's something that anybody can do with a group of one or more people. It's very relaxed, and people feel at ease to ask questions of what they want to know and what they don't know, and people can just express, well, yeah, I understand it's this, and I understand it's that, and yeah.
Another thing, too, a lot of things can happen out of a civil session. Like if everybody is wearing their Own Your Life pin, you know, some of you may or may not be familiar with that, but you can see that on Sound Concepts' website at www.45secondtools.com. But, like, if everybody's wearing the pin, and as people are showing up, you know, people around, they see that, they notice that, and they pick up on the energy of your group. Then we get into what we call eavesdroppers. You know, you can see people in other tables around near you that are kind of getting caught up in what's going on at your table. So you'd be amazed how many people you can pick up that way.
Yeah, I've always learned, since I've been in the industry, is that I talk loud when I'm in a restaurant or I'm doing a meeting in a restaurant.
Well, yeah, you notice someone, you know, trying to hear what you're saying, so speak up. You know, for those of you who have not read the book, The 45-Second Presentation, in there we talk about sizzle session. It's like campfire. You know, when you show up at the restaurant and you're there by yourself, there's not too much energy, okay? One more person shows up, that's like putting one log on the fire. There's a little more energy. But you'll notice as you get more and more people there, it just makes the fire just blaze, and you get all kinds of energy. And these are a lot of fun, too, and these are occasions for planning things. Like, you know, when we have a sizzle session, I would say that less than 5%, maybe 10% max of our time is even talking about the company and the products and stuff. You know, we're talking about people's lives, what they would do if they could own their life, planning fun things, getting the people together, because this is a fun business. Like Nancy says, you know, everybody already has their miserable job. They don't need a miserable part-time opportunity. Make the business fun, and more people are going to want to join you.
Don, I have a lot of people saying, well, how do I motivate the people that I already have in to get out and do stuff?
You know, there's a lot of old sayings in this business, but, you know, one, just to throw it out there, it's easier to give birth than to raise the dead. Some of these people, you just got to move along, and maybe they see you going on a holiday, they see you buying a new car, they see you buying a new house, they see you spending more time with your family, maybe they'll suddenly realize, and just let them know that, hey, you come across a way that anybody can do the business. And see, once people understand the system, and it's so simple to teach, and they realize that absolutely anyone can do this business. You don't have to be a salesperson. In fact, something we just started to kind of develop these thoughts, even as recent as a couple, 3 weeks ago, I think you all agree with me that there's, you know, like a couple thousand networking companies out there, and there's really not enough leaders to go around to all these companies. But now listen carefully to this statement. With the system, you don't have to be a leader to be successful. Because anyone can sit down and teach someone the system in less than 10 minutes. So you don't have to be able to get up in front of a group of people and be a real silver-tongued devil or anything like that. Just teach the system. And for any reason you can't teach the system, you know, have them watch the DVD of the system. Have them read the book now. We've got the book out. That's probably the least expensive way to get the system out in front of the most people, other than getting one DVD and use it as a lending library. It's not that difficult. And when you have that realization that absolutely anyone you know could do this business, and the only requirement is they have to want something, you've got more people to talk to than you'll ever know what to do with.
I second that, Don. I really feel that this gives people a way to do this. And some of our people have really stepped up because of what we had, and we really didn't have a way to talk to people that were very successful before. Because successful people really don't want to know, all right, well, you know, they get involved and they're using the products, but they're like, they make a lot of money, and you can't say to them, well, you know, you need to do a home party. You know, they would like to see some form of a system of how you could do something and how it would work and where's the math and how much money would you generally make if you did X amount of things, and your system teaches people exactly that, so you can really recruit up with this.
Let me go over that real quick for people who might not be familiar with it. Let's say, Jeffrey, we've been friends for a long time. And, folks, this is strictly a warm market approach. What we teach with the system will not work if you go down and stand at the mall and just grab people walking by. You've got to make a connection with a person. We say you make a friend, you meet their friends. That's the whole business. You make a friend, meet their friends. So let's say we're having coffee or, you know, we're having breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever. You could ask me about my Own Your Life PIN. And I say, well, Jeffrey, that stands for Own Your Life. That's having the time and money to do what you want to do when you want to do it. But, Jeffrey, let me ask you a question. Do you know anyone that likes to travel and go on vacation? Do you know anyone like that?
Yeah.
Okay, now, let's say the person said no. Well, see, you're finished. You're done. Because why would you want to try to sponsor someone who doesn't know anyone who likes to have fun? That's not my kind of person. I would be done right there. Okay, so most people are going to say, well, yeah, sure, I do, you know. Then I simply say, Jeffrey, it takes three things to travel and go on vacation. It takes time, it takes money, and it takes your health. If I can show you how you could have all three, would you be interested?
Yeah.
And again, if they say no, you're finished, okay? Now, if you can learn to say what I just did there and teach people to say what I just did there, you can build a business. Because the truth is, from this point on, the tools take over and do all the talking for you. And the best tool you have in your bag is your sponsor. And if your sponsor isn't up to speed, go upline to their sponsor. Go up until you find the person that's up to speed that can support you, because that's your number one tool. Because I say, hey, Jeffrey, if I could show you how you could have all three, would you be interested? You say, you bet. Then at that point, I just hand you my business card. Now, we've got all these new business cards. You can see on that website, the45secondtools.com.